Joining us now for the next few minutes, Peter Hirschfeld is a reporter at Vermont Public Radio. Peter, welcome to our program. Welcome to Iowa Public Radio.
Thank you, Ben. I should say we a couple colleagues at Vermont Public Radio and I spent about a week in Iowa right in advance of the caucuses in 2016, and we fell in love with your state and we fell in love with Iowans. You all were nothing but welcoming and hospitable. So very good to be with you.
Thank you, Peter. Let's talk quickly about some of the views, a perspective of Bernie Sanders that we may not hear nationwide or here in Iowa. How would people in Vermont describe the leadership of Senator Bernie Sanders? He has such a long history there.
Steady, unwavering, and the Bernie Sanders that you listened to during his inaugural mayoral campaign in 1981 is generally viewed as the precise same person that you're hearing on the campaign trail here in 2019. The issues that Bernie Sanders has committed to during the 2016 election cycle, again in 2020, are the same ones that he has been championing at all levels of electoral politics that he's run for. And I think that's what's come to define him for Vermonters is his insistence on these core issues, core values, and just really zero deviation from that over the course of his political career here in Vermont.
How has his popularity held up in Vermont over the years?
Unfailingly well. You're talking about a guy who squeaked to his first electoral victory in 1981 by 10 votes, literally. Nobody actually expected him to win that. He had been seen as kind of a third-party outsider prior to that, had actually run for governor and U.S. Senate without success in the 1970s. Since then, though, once he became a fixture on the Vermont political scene, he has been really unbeatable. You're talking about a guy that won 86% of the primary vote in the Democratic primary in 2016 when he shared the ballot with Hillary Clinton. And his Senate runs have been equally successful, 67% during the last run, 71% in 2012, and well into the 60s in his first Senate run in 2008. So his appeal has not waned as his national star has risen.
Peter, what can you tell us about the people Bernie Sanders surrounds himself with, his team building, what it's like to work for Bernie Sanders?
Well, you know, the former two, I don't have the inside view what happens inside his Senate offices. As for what it's like to work for Bernie Sanders, we do have some light that's been shed on that. Actually, one of his former campaign staffers authored a book after his successful run for Congress in 1990, and it was not a very flattering portrait that he painted. He talked about a guy who was very mercurial, arrogant, quick to anger, a really contemptuous person that this Steve Rosenfeld character painted a picture of Bernie Sanders, who was sort of unable or unwilling to see the world through the eyes of anyone other than himself. Bernie Sanders dismissed that book as the angry ramblings of a man who felt jilted because he had not been offered a job on Sanders' congressional staff. But Vermont reporters have spoken to a number of staffers since then, mostly anonymous sources, who have said he's an incredibly difficult person to work for, very demanding. Can be, he's a guy that works 24/7 and seems to expect the people under him to share that kind of fealty and devotion to cause that he's demonstrated over the years. That said, that Bernie Sanders has a number of longtime staffers that are incredibly loyal, and they say, can Bernie Sanders be a difficult person to work for? Sure. But he demands excellence. He feels like the issues he's fighting for demand devotion to the cause in a way that requires you to give something of your life that is not like a normal job. And there are certainly plenty of people that have come and left Bernie Sanders' office that feel like they're the better for it.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about it, and people, you have been, I'm sure, in a room, at a rally with Bernie Sanders. Address his personal appeal when you're in the same room with him, his style of rhetoric, his appeal to the the better nature of people, he would say, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Bernie Sanders is one of these candidates that seems to do far better with big crowds than he does in a one-on-one basis. I can recall a number of rallies that I've been to where he is just remarkable when he's up on that stage. He has the audience wrapped. He's able to communicate with them in a way that really resonates. When you see him, however, do the glad handing after these things are over, he has this pained look on his face often, like there's nothing in the world he would rather be doing than shaking this person's hand or interacting with folks on a one-on-one basis. And I think part of that is because he's become such a, political celebrity, and there are people that have sort of imprinted on him. He's become a real hero of the left for a lot of people.
Right, and I wanted to jump in there before we say goodbye. He's been faulted by his detractors for not having much appeal with the diversity of the Democratic base. Do you think that's a fair criticism?
Well, there are some racial justice leaders in Vermont who would say that it is. They say, you know, you hear Bernie Sanders talking on the national level about issues of racial inequality, but that he has been relatively silent on specific issues facing people of color in his home state of Vermont. They've called him on the carpet numerous times over the years about that, tried to enlist him as an advocate to help advance their mission here at home in Vermont. They say he's really fallen short on that, and they've suggested that racial justice leaders nationally ought to take a closer look at his track record in Vermont as they consider who they want to support in 2020.
Okay, thank you very much. Peter Hirschfeld, reporter at Vermont Public Radio. Some keen insights there from Vermont in our Home State View series of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. Peter, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.